Time for Dean Richards Entertainment News, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And
I've mentioned to you before, that's my favorite music that you play. You know, of all the music that I enjoy that you play, like coming out of the news and after commercials, that one is my favorite. I have now developed full air drummer choreography to it all. Someday I'll videotape it and I'll put it up on the web. But I was just rocking butt off a few minutes ago.
Well, it's the new beats. And I guess
Friday on my mind.
You're a fan.
Greatest song ever.
Yeah, 1964.
Yeah, man.
Let's start with a DVR alert. I got to watch the Colbert Show. What is it, Monday?
Oh, Monday. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. David Letterman is going to be a guest on the Colbert Show in the studio where he did his show at the Ed Sullivan Studio in New York. First time since Dave went off the air. He'll be back in that studio and his former home when he stepped down back in 2015 after 22 seasons in that studio. Immediately after hearing that news, I went on YouTube and I watched Dave's final episode and laughed my stupid head off. It was so funny. I can't wait.
I remember that.
Yeah, because I was such a fan of Dave for all the years, even before CBS. Am a fan of Colbert and, you know, the Ed Sullivan Studio where the Beatles performed. And, you know, it's just like nothing but history, history, history with this whole thing.
Snoop Dogg apparently is announcing something regarding his smoking habit. What is this?
That's a very polite and clinical way to put that. He issued an Instagram message yesterday that said, and I quote, "After much consideration and conversation with my family, I have decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time," end quote. There may not be a bigger advocate of cannabis and all things marijuana than Snoop Dogg. He once said that he smokes 81 joints per day, as you kids call it, the joints. And now, I don't know if this is a joke. I don't know. He just opened a line of dispensaries, you know, in marijuana paraphernalia stores. I don't know if this is something to promote that or if he really is going to quit smoking. Like he says, he's decided to give up smoke.
Yeah, I'll bet it has something to do with his business because he's a smart and very rich man, isn't he?
Maybe he's moving from the reefers, as you kids like to call it, to edibles. Maybe I'm giving up smoke, moving over to edibles. Maybe he's got a line of edibles coming out. I don't know, but that was all the talk. Sadly, that's how I spent part of my day yesterday.
Investigating
this story.
Talk about what happened in Philadelphia with this radio station that's not playing anything by Taylor Swift anymore.
Oh, I love a good old fashioned radio stunt. This has all the makings of one. There is a radio station there that is, let's see, what is it called? Q102, man. And the Bex and Buster Show airs on Q102.
Love Bex and Buster. It's got to be a zoo.
Would you say that you like Bex better or Buster better?
I've always been a Buster fan.
You've been a Buster fan. Yeah. I'm going to go along with you with that. They have decided, since the Eagles are playing the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend, that they are refusing to play any Taylor Swift music on that station. You're not going to hear it on Q102 all weekend long.
Was that Buster's idea, do you think, or the other guy?
That sounds quintessentially Bex to me. I don't. He's the troublemaker, really, of the two. So even though Taylor Swift is from Philadelphia, she is born and raised in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, suburb of Philadelphia, and before dating Travis Kelce, was a big Eagles fan. They've decided they're going to ban her music all weekend long in support of their Philadelphia Eagles team this weekend. Yeah, because we couldn't get a bet going with another station. Let's get a bet with the Kansas City radio station about this.
Running through the entertainment headlines of the day with Dean Richards, this is a horrible story about Dana Carvey's son, isn't it?
Only 31 years old. Apparently, they have determined that he died. Dex was his name, Dex Carvey. Died of an accidental drug overdose. They found him in the bathroom of his home. Door was locked, unresponsive. The paramedics arrived, and he was dead when he was on arrival. But Dana Carvey this morning put out a message saying, "Last night we suffered a terrible tragedy. Dex packed a lot of life into his 32 years. He was extremely talented at so many things, music, art, filmmaking, comedy, and pursued them all passionately." Ends his message by saying, "To anyone struggling with addiction or who loves someone struggling with addiction, you are in our hearts and prayers. Dana and Paula Carvey." So horrible story of the loss of their son, who was also a comedian. It was a musician, also did comedy, and I'm told it was really funny, like his dad.
So sad. All right, let's talk about what there is to do and see this weekend.
Well, let's start off with a musical. I know that musicals are not your favorite thing in the world.
No, they're not.
But I think maybe you may have already seen the show. Beautiful, the Carol King musical.
Oh, that was one of three Broadway shows in my life that I loved.
Yeah, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marriott Lincolnshire right now is staging Beautiful, the Carol King musical, through December 31st. And it's a fantastic cast. It's the story of Carol King, how she got started, her influence on music, the songs that she wrote that other artists had big hits with, her hitting it big on her own with Tapestry, the album Tapestry. Beautifully, beautifully performed. Cannot recommend this one enough. Also on stage for the family, also through New Year's Eve, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, being reimagined as a stage show. Music and lyrics for this show, some of it from the 70s songwriter and Oscar winner Paul Williams, who wrote We've Only Just Begun and Evergreen and like so many classic songs from that era, and the Love Boat theme, I should add also. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas at the Studebaker Theater in the Fine Arts Building downtown through the end of the year. Through November 25th, Lyric Opera is putting on the classic comic opera, The Daughter of the Regiment. So those are some that we can recommend. If you're looking for some music, the alt-rock legend Liz Phair is back in town. It's going to be at the Chicago Theater tomorrow night. Alt-J at the Salt Shed on Elston tomorrow and Sunday. Elle DeBarge, Stephanie Mills, and many more coming together for a show that's called the R&B Groove Thang. That'll be at the Eric Crown Theater on Saturday. Country star Phil Vassar is playing the Rouse Center for Performing Arts out in Crystal Lake tomorrow for some laughs this weekend. Marshall Warfield, who you may remember best as Roz from the old TV show Night Court. She actually retired for like 15 years and now is doing stand-up comedy again. She's going to be at Riddles in Alsip tonight and tomorrow. Paul Mercurio, hilarious comedian, at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts for two shows in Skokie tomorrow night. The Magnificent Mile Lights Festival goes down Michigan Avenue tomorrow. And this new Disney 100 exhibition is so cool, with all kinds of memorabilia. If you're a fan of anything Disney, this is one that you need to check out. It's going to be at the Exhibition Hub Arts Center at Logan and Western starting on Saturday.
You like any new movies that are in the theaters this weekend?
Yeah, we've got a few pretty big ones this weekend. One is called The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. The four Hunger Game movies that have already come out with Jennifer Lawrence earned about $3 billion. So this is a tremendously popular franchise. This is a prequel, this new one that's out this week, and it takes us back to the days when the President Snow character, who was played by Donald Sutherland in the original movies, how he ascended to power, the people that surrounded him. So it's kind of all centered around that. I thought this new movie was much less engaging than the original movies, much less compelling. I gave it a Dean's List C. It's not a bad movie. It's just not over the top the way the others were. For the kids this weekend, there is Trolls Band Together. This is another that is continuing a super popular franchise, this Trolls franchise. Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick are Trolls spoofing boy bands and most everything pop culture in this music. This one is loaded with music of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, popular in dance songs that the kids are going to like, but parents are going to be singing along during the whole thing. Try not to embarrass your kids when you go to see this one. Trolls Band Together, I gave a Dean's List C+. And oddly, the movie that I gave the best rating to this weekend, personally, I didn't like. It's a horror slasher movie, but it's a horror slasher movie that has done so well, pieced together in such a good way that I had to give it a Dean's List B. It's called Thanksgiving. It's about this guy that dresses up in a pilgrim costume and gives Black Friday a whole new meaning when he goes off on a murderous rampage. It is super gruesome, super slashery, super bloody. I just can't take movies like this anymore, personally. But I can appreciate that, you know, for those of you who do like this genre of movies, this one's a pretty good one. It's called Thanksgiving. Take Grandma, take the kids.
She'll love it.
Yeah, and go and enjoy.
Let me open up the Department of Corrections here before we close up. I said Friday on my mind was the New Beats. No, the New Beats did Bread and Butter. The Easy Beats do Friday on my mind from 1966.
I'm telling you what, if you saw me do my air drum kit movements to this, we're gonna have to figure out some way to
do a video,
monetize.
And post it.
I think I need to do a video because I was rocking like crazy here in my chair. I'm only praying that neither Larry or Robin saw me doing that at any point.
Keep praying. Have a good weekend.
See you guys.